The young policeman had listened to the whole story with a vacant look and didn't understand much of what the old man was getting at. Goma? Johnny Walker? I understand, he replied. I'll make sure the governor hears of this.
I hope he doesn't cut off my subsidy.
Looking displeased, the policeman pretended to fill out a form. I understand. I'll write it down just like that. The person in question desires that his subsidy will not be cut off. Is that all right, then?
Yes, that's fine. Much obliged. Sorry to take up your time. And please say hello to the governor for me.
Will do. So don't worry and just take it easy today, okay? The policeman said. He couldn't help adding a personal aside. You know, your clothes look pretty clean for having killed someone and got all bloody. There's not a spot on you.
Yes, you're entirely correct. To tell the truth, Nagata finds it very strange, too. It doesn't make any sense. I should be covered in blood, but when I looked, it had all disappeared. It's very strange.
It certainly is, the policeman said, his voice tinged with an entire day's worth of exhaustion. Nakata slid open the door and was about to leave when he stopped and turned round.
Excuse me, sir, but will you be in this area tomorrow evening?
Yes, I will, the policeman replied cautiously. I'm on duty here tomorrow evening. Why do you ask?
Even if it's sunny, I suggest you bring an umbrella.
The policeman nodded. He turned and looked at the clock. His colleague should be phoning any minute now. Okay, I'll be sure to bring one.
There will be fish falling from the sky like rain. A lot of fish. Mostly sardines, I believe, with a few mackerel mixed in.
Sardines and mackerel, eh? The policeman laughed. Better turn the umbrella upside down, then, and catch a few. With vinegar, it would make a meal.
Vinegared mackerel's one of Nakata's favourites,
Nakata said with a serious look.
But by that time tomorrow, I believe I'll be gone.
The next day, when, sure enough, sardines and mackerel rained down on a section of Nakano Ward, the young policeman turned white as a sheet. With no warning whatsoever, some 2,000 sardines and mackerel plunged to earth from the clouds. Most of the fish were crushed to a pulp as they slammed into the ground, but a few survived and flopped around on the road by the shopping district. The fish were fresh, still with the smell of the sea about them. The fish struck people, cars and roofs, but not apparently from such a great height, so no serious injuries resulted. It was more shocking than anything else. A huge number of fish falling like hail from the sky. It was positively apocalyptic. The police investigated the matter, but could come up with no plausible explanation for how it happened. No fish market or fishing boat reported any large number of sardines and mackerel missing. No planes or helicopters were flying overhead at the time. Neither were there any reports of tornadoes. They dismissed the possibility that it was some elaborate practical joke. Who would possibly do something so utterly bizarre? At the request of the police, the Nakano Ward Health Office collected some of the fish and examined them, but found nothing unusual. They were just ordinary sardines and mackerel, fresh and good to eat by the looks of them. All the same, the police, afraid these mystery fish might contain some dangerous substance, sent out a loudspeaker van around the neighbourhood, warning people not to eat any.